This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast, actually number 59 in the series for Franklin Matters. The Oscars are about to begin on the West Coast as I record this weekly review, so let's just take about 10 minutes to keep current with what matters here in Franklin, Mass. As the week ends March 7, 2010. And as a reward for paying attention to this session, you can give yourself an Oscar for civic engagement. In this session, I'll cover the town council meeting on Wednesday, March 3rd. The meeting itself lasted only about an hour and is available for review via video on demand on the town website. The link will be included in the show notes. During this quick and effective meeting, three major items occurred that you should be aware of. First, for the senior citizens, there were four changes made to four items that should help your individual cash flow. The property tax deferrals for seniors, the gross receipts limit, is now indexed automatically to the cost of living calculations, so the town won't have to manually catch up each year. Second, the exemption amount for those who are blind was raised from $437 to $500. Third, the property tax exemption was increased from $500 to $750. And fourth, the senior citizen property tax work-off abatement program. The hourly wage for that was raised to equal the minimum wage at $8 an hour. If you're a senior citizen, you can check with Karen Alves, Bob Fahey, or the Board of Assessors for further details on how you may qualify for those changes. There's a couple of links in the show notes that'll provide additional details from those specific town council meetings, the one where they approved it and one where they had discussed it on a preliminary basis. Second, most important item that came out of the town council meeting, the biotech changes to the zoning bylaws were reviewed in a formal hearing and moved to a second reading. Assuming passage at this second reading, which is likely during the meeting of March 17th, they will go into effect and then help improve Franklin's ability to attract biotech businesses to our two industrial parks. The third major item covered was the audit report for fiscal year 2009. The audit was clean. There was a couple of minor items recommended. They did not rise to a level of significant or of any serious nature. This is a very good thing for Franklin. The process and procedures put into place with the new system, and especially since the school department problem that occurred in fiscal year 2005 and 2006, the town audits overall have been clean. So this is 3 years in a row that we've had clean audits. Now, I understand and appreciate that it will still take some time for some folks to truly believe that the town is operating fiscally responsibly, but for the rest of us, we can rest a little easier. So that was a look at the week that was. Looking ahead, there's two major meetings that will happen this week that you should be actively involved with. First up, the school committee meeting on Tuesday. Aside from the normal school business, and a lot of good business does happen in these meetings, the single major item to be concerned with is the first look at the FY 2011 school budget. The proposal is for $1.9 million more than last year, which is the current operating school year, or that equates to a 3.9% increase. Amongst the many details is a 2.5% increase for salaries, which is what they are already obligated to pay based upon the teacher contract deferral for the current year. If you remember, all the teachers deferred the contract increase for this year to next year. That's the 2.5% that they've budgeted for next year. Does it really mean, since they've only budgeted that 2.5%, does it really mean that the school committee is going to negotiate with the teachers for no increase for 2011 and beyond as part of the new contract? This should be interesting to see. Another item that caught my eye is why you won't hear the budget called the level service budget. There is a proposal to restore the late bus. Now, you should be well aware that while this made it into the 2008-2009 calendar year at the last minute, it fell out of the current 2009 and 2010 budget. For now, it is proposed to return for next September. Let's see what happens during the budget cycle. The final item that caught my eye was the lack of a starting point, tying this budget, reconciling it to last year. The budget mentions that the town-funded amount is the starting point to calculate the basis for the 3.9% increase. But you may recall that the school budget for this year is really what I termed level-funded plus. Plus because the influx of federal and state stimulus funds were all added to the budget that those of us in the town funded. This created the disconnect last year, where the school committee was going to be cutting up to 60 teaching positions and ended up ultimately cutting up about 20. Now, don't misread this. This was not a good thing for the school system, the teachers and the students. It absolutely was. We don't like to lose teaching positions. It affects the education of the school, of the students. But the one piece that it did significantly cut into was the trust factor that the school committee has worked hard to build. They did commit to providing a single-page summary sheet to keep track of the budget changes as the budget season progresses. I was really hoping that they would start with this reconciliation from last time, but we haven't got it yet. You can review the budget details on the school committee blog, and the link will be included in the show notes. The second meeting of importance this week is a new one on the calendar. It was apparently added after the town council meeting last Wednesday, which is why they missed an opportunity to advertise it. The new meeting is a special meeting on Wednesday, March 10th, in the council chambers at 7 p.m. to review and discuss the proposed charter changes. Exactly what the charter changes are remains to be seen. There is not yet a document posted, and hopefully there will be something to review before we arrive at the meeting. Now, why is the charter so important? Let me just read the preamble, and I quote, "We, the people of the town of Franklin, Massachusetts, in order to form a more perfect community, reaffirm the customary and traditional liberties of the people with respect to the conduct of our local government and take fullest advantage of the Home Rule Amendment to the Constitution of the Commonwealth, do ordain and adopt this Home Rule Charter for our town." You see, this preamble sounds like something else you've heard. The charter is how we as a town conduct business. Please participate in this meeting. If you don't like how we participate, this is the time for us to make any changes to it. The time is now. So, we talked about the town council meeting of the 3rd, which provided tax relief for seniors. Biotech zoning changes moved along the process, and the audit came out clean. All reasons for Franklin voters to celebrate. And then we talked about the 2 meetings coming up this week, the school committee meeting on Tuesday, the charter review on Wednesday. I look forward to your active participation in both meetings. So as I close the session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And the music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.